سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
تسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أفضل المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، I want to share with you one surah, very small surah, but that surah equivalent or equal to the half of the Quran. Beautiful surah, and we recite this surah in the first rak'ah on Salat al-Maghrib, alhamdulillah. And that's surah At-Takathur. Surah At-Takathur. When we mention the word At-Takathur, that we've been speaking about multiple nations. Now, Takathur, for example, the Muslims Ummah right now, 1.9 billion. The survey for 2006, CIA survey, 2006, we are 1.6 billion in the world. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the hadith that our number will be abundant, big number. The Muslim Ummah will be a huge number. And but he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam something scary. And when he mentioned the Muslim Ummah, say تَتَدَاعَى عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَتَدَاعَى الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَىٰ قُصْعَتِهَا. Say the nations, all the non-Muslim nations, they will attack the Muslim Ummah just like hungry animals. When you give food to the hungry animals, what does the animals do? They run straight to the food to eat. And the Muslim Ummah and the non-Muslims, they will attack the Muslim Ummah just like hungry animal attack the food. The Sahaba radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim asked the question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال يا رسول الله أَوَ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذْ. They will attack us because we are small in number. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you're not a small number. وَلَنَّكُمْ كَثِيرٌ. You are a huge number. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you are just like the foam of the stream, not the foam of the ocean. And subhanAllah, the scientist, they said, the foam of the ocean, you know the foam, the white stuff in the ocean? If it goes to your eyes, it will burn your eyes. After you swim in the salty ocean, you will find your eyes burning because of the foam. But the foam of the stream, if the foam goes inside your eyes, is not going to affect your eyes at all. There is no effect. You don't feel it. You don't feel it, subhanAllah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. We are just like the foam, not us. This is a huge number, just like the foam of the stream. And this is the scary part. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ينزعن الله المهابة من قلوب عدوكم. And the fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the fear from the heart of your enemies. No fear, no more fear. Last night, I was in a hotel watching the Fox News. And one person just speaking about the Islams and the Muslim and the extremists in Islam and Muslims and extremists. And not another scary part. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw inside your heart is what? Al-wahan, translation, and weak translation, weakness. Weakness, no fear. قالوا يا رسول الله وما الوهن O messenger of Allah, what is the wahan? Wahan, this kind of weakness. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. See, love of the dunya, attachment to the dunya, and hate to die. Hate to die. You know this hadith of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said in Musnad Ahmad, قال إن الدنيا سجن المؤمن. Dunya, this life, is a prison, like jail, for whom? For the believers. For us, is a prison. Why? Because they prevent me to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop me to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop me, prevent me to be in the Jannah now. That is the dunya. I work very hard. You know, I see that hadith about the heavy salah. Look at the hadith in the board there. The most strong and heavy salah for the munafiqeen, the hypocrite, is what? Fajr and what? And you are waiting for Isha. Look at that. You are waiting for Isha. This means it's not heavy for you because you're not a munafiq. You are a Muslim. You are a believer. Insha'Allah, Rabbil Alameen. So, the Prophet ﷺ قال, after all this, Allah will throw in your heart the weakness, and the weakness is to love the dunya, attachment, and you don't want to die. Let's go back to the surah. Allah Azza wa Jal, in Surah Al-Takathur, He said, Al-Hakumu Al-Takathur. How many words? How many? Al-Hakumu, one word, make you busy. Al-Takathur, Jazakallah khair. The dunya, kids, life, money, wealth, running after the dunya. Two words, Al-Hakumu Al-Takathur. And then after that, three words. After that, what? Three words. حتى زرتموه المقابر. How many words total? And these two words, and then three, the three more than two. That means the life in the grave, more than the life now. The life in the grave, more. ألهاكم التكاثر. Honestly, brothers and sisters, I just decided to speak about this one. I saw that hadith. The word, may Allah bless the brother, reported in the board. And I said, subhanAllah, is it truly actually Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha for the hypocrites, for the munafiqeen, it's very heavy, very strong. Even if they go sometimes, just for showing off. But what is the munafiq? Munafiq, the one he show you something and in the heart something else. In the heart, completely something else. That is the munafiq, wal-iyadu billah. So, but why al-Fajr and al-Isha, you don't find a lot of people in the masjid? Because only if the takathur, offspring, kids, wives, life make you busy, otherwise you'll be in the masjid with no doubt. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make migration to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, Al-Madinah almost become, go back to the history, a kingdom. Kingdom belonged to the Roman Empire. Astaghfar, not the Roman, Persian Empire. Almost. And what happened? And who supposed to be assigned to be a king? Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul. He's supposed to be the king. He was assigned by the emperor of Persia. You are the king. And then when the Islam entered in Medina, there is no more kingship. That's Islam now. That's why he hate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever hate the Prophet with him, they are assigned to be in the kingdom. They are assigned to be in the kingdom. So, but when you go to the history, those people, they are attached to the dunya. And the Sahaba, the Ansar, they sold everything for the soul, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make migration, and then, what is the first two things he did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He make brotherhood between Al-Ansar and Al-Muhajirin. Between Al-Ansar and Al-Muhajirin. And the Ansar and Muhajirin, they split everything with the Muhajirin. Why? Because they are not attached to the dunya anymore. Because my dear brothers and sisters, if your heart really attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one will take you away. You will feel, really, you will feel some kind of peace and tranquility and sakina, not with anybody else. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in the hadith, say about halawat al-iman, the sweetness of the iman. زي ثلاثة ثلاث من كنا وجد فيه حلاوة الإيمان الله أكبر. Say three types of people, they will find the sweetness of the iman. What is the sweetness of the? How you feel the sweetness of the iman? You feel the sweetness of the iman if your heart attached to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first one, and this is really important, the first one, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. For sure, Allah and His Messenger, Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you love the most. Allah and the Prophet, you love the most. How? Prove to me that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Once I was here, maybe 2 years ago, I remember. And I asked this question, and let me repeat the question again, brothers and sisters. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise your hand. If you love him, raise your hand. If you love Allah, raise your hand. I am 100% sure. All of you except me, you are raising behind the... Okay. All of you love Allah. All of you with no doubt. Because you are here, that is a proof that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But really, how many of us know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't tell me, yeah, I know the 99 names of Allah. This is not enough. Once I told you, if you love Allah, one thing's before the love and one thing's after the love, that you prove to me that you love Allah. Ma'rifah, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His name and attribute. There is a difference, but brothers and sisters, between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. There is a difference between Al-Ghaffar and Al-Ghafoor. There is a difference. We have to understand this. Number one, we say Ma'rifatillahi Azza wa Jal, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And then you love him for sure. And you, if you love him, what's going to happen? You follow him. You follow Allah, ittiba' for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, alhaakum al-takathur, make you attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no doubt. But Allah azza wa jalla is speaking about some other people. Alhaakum al-takathur, hatta zurutum al-maqabir, until you are in a grave. Ya Allah. This life is so short. By the blink of the eye, we are in a grave. In Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, says in the poetry, قَلْ مَا بَيْنَ غَمْضَةَ عَيْنٍ وَانْتِبَاهَتُهَا يُغَيِّرُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَالٍ إِلَى حَالٍ. Between the blink of the eye. How many seconds take the blink of the eye? Less than a fraction of the second. Less than a second, you blink. Between that blink, Allah Azza wa Jalla change from a state to another state, situation to another situation, hal ila hal, different. But by the blink of the eye, people die and people born. By the blink of the eye. See? And hatta zurtum, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says zurtum. The middle word is zurtum. What is the zurtum, brothers? You just visit. Visit in the grave. I have one hadith, and I try, see this cup of water? See this cup of water? I want you to imagine this with me for a moment. That is an ocean. Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean. How many of you saw the ocean? All of you. Right? If you put your finger, this finger, you put that finger in the ocean, or this in cup of water. Do you think this cup of water decreased? Do you think this decreased? No. No, it's still water here. If you put your finger in the ocean, do you think the ocean will be decreased? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the simulation, the example, the example of this life compared to the hereafter. Please give me your attention to this hadith. The example of this dunya to the hereafter, just like someone يضع إصبعه في اليم, someone he put his finger in the ocean, and look at your wet finger, that is your life, and the ocean is his. The hereafter. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Do you prefer this life, this dunya, If you prefer this dunya, live. And you will live. But short period of time. And then you are out of this life. This dunya. But what you really have done? Look at how old are you and ask yourself, how old is I am right now? 30, 40, and then what? It's gone. Every day will be passed from your life. It make you close to the grave once, one day, and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Just think about it. What you really offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think the dunya is going slow. They say, well, this day is so slow. In fact, it's not slow. As far as you're still breathing, every breath, you lose 1 second of your life. I'm not trying to be negative, brothers and sisters. I want to just to think for a moment. What we have to do after we listen, what we really, our life, how is our life going to be? So, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُ مِنْ مَقَابِرُ. We are in the grave. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal give us the guidance, the Quran. And I want to give you small ayat from Surah Taha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فلا يضل ولا يشقى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى. I give you my guidance. I give you my Quran. I give you my hadith. I send you prophet. I send you messenger. If you follow that messenger, if you follow whatever the messenger gave you, فَلَا تَضِلْ وَلَا تَشْقَى. فَلَا يَضِلْ وَلَا يَشْقَى. يعني إيه؟ You're not going to be misled or astray. What does that mean also? Imagine, brothers, can everybody see each other here? Is that correct? Can you see Brother Abdurrahman here? Can you see me? Can you see everybody here, right or not? Now, if we, that place becomes extreme. Now, before, if I tell you, brother, get out of the door. You will get out of the door easy because you can see. That means you have basira. You can see. But if I make it completely dark, and I say, get out of here, what is going to happen? You can't. You can't. Why you can't, brothers and sisters? That's called dhalal. Yeah, that will be astray or mislead. You cannot see. فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Shaqa in the life. In this life, there is shaqa. You see, it'll be like a miserable life. Person becomes extremely, extremely rich, but something missing. Something missing in his life. Something is not there. What is that? The iman. The sweetness of the iman. Ya Allah. فَلَا يَدُلُّ وَلَا وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Whoever reject those ayat. Why? Because أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثَرُ. Because materialistic life, worldly things make you busy. Make you busy. فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. In life, you have a miserable life. Cannot live because there is no iman. There is no goal. Nothing in the heart. Run after the dunya and that's it. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we're going to raise him up from the grave. Raise him blind. Blind. That means have no eyes. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. He will tell my Lord, Rabb. The one he created me, you call him Rabb. Why you raise me up blind? And I used to have sight while I have sight, eyes before. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أتتك آياتنا. I send you my آيات, I send you my Quran, I send you my messenger, my prophet. فنسيتها. And you forgot those آيات. And today you'll be forgotten. May Allah protect us from that. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, كلا سيعلمون. Now we know the true. But materialistic life make us busy. كلا ثم كلا سيعلمون. And they will know in the hereafter. They will know in the akhirah. The true, because Allah, the people will be two types of people. شقي وسعيد. شقي. They have miserable life in Jahannam والعياذ بالله. And happy person like you, inshallah, in the Jannah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to be two types, either this or this. You choose. When? There to choose? No, brothers and sisters. Now you choose. You're going to be among the believers or somewhere else. We have really to remind each other with that. It's not easy. This life, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, is very hard. Extremely hard. This life is not easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in many ayat in the Quran, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about the Jannah. قال الجنة, the paradise, حفت بالمكاره. The Jannah surrounded by all kind of hardship. It's not easy to reach it. But the nar حفت بوات بالشهوات. A nar surrounded by all kind of desire. Easy for the people to go anywhere they want. But it's not easy to come for Fajr and Isha. It's not easy to fast the month of Ramadan. It's not easy. The Sheikh was and some brother fasting today. 13, 14 and 15 of every Arabic month or lunar month. It's not easy, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you. That's why we're very hard to reach. But when we reach, we are safe. When we are there in the Jannah, in the Firdaus al-A'la, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we are safe. No, we're not. I'm telling you, we're not. Because you never know what's going to happen. You know, Al-Hasan al-Basri, one of the great of the Tabi'een, he was in Al-Basra. Al-Basra was Iraq. Qala ya Hasan, you know, ya Imam, do you, if the angel of death now is here, if the angel of death, Malak al-Maut, is here, and give you the choice, do you like to die now? You like to die now, or you like to die shaheed in al-Kaaba? Shaheed in al-Kaaba? Faqala, no. I would like to, if the angel of death give me the choice, I'll die now. Qala ya Imam shaheed. Tibdos, brother, brother. Ya Imam shaheed. Qala, وَمَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي أَنْ أَصَلَ الْكَعْبَ مُسْلِمًا. Well, who will be guarantee for me to reach from here, al-Basra, the Iraq, to al-Kaaba, to Mecca, and I still become a Muslim. But now I'm a Muslim. I know myself, I'm a Muslim now. So you cannot tell the brothers. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he is one of the salah, he always remind the Sahaba, قال صلوا صلاة مودع. Pray as this is the last prayer. Because you never know if you come for Isha or not. Right or not? You never know. Then let me make this salah perfect, because I never know what's going to happen to the following and next salah. The brothers used to be in Bosnia, and he used to tell me, he said, brother, we prayed the prayer, and we didn't know if there is a bomb or a rocket or a missile or somebody will come and kill us. They're always ready. That's what's supposed to be always ready, even if there is safety here. Still be ready, because you never know. Yesterday I was mentioned to the brothers in ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah An-Nisa, قال أينما تكونوا, in anywhere you are, in any place, يدرككم الموت, the death will come to you, ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. In anywhere you are, the death, the angel of death will come to you, even if you are hiding inside a castle, sealed a place. No one can tell you are inside. Then the angel of death will come inside. There is no borders. كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. Even if you know the true about now and about tomorrow, لترون الجحيم. You will know if The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, is very scary. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with the house of Ummu Salama. Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, his wife. And he was praying his tahajjud. فَمَدَّ يَدَهُ تَقَدَّمَ خُطْوَةٌ وَمَدَّ يَدَهُ. He, one step, and he tried to reach something, to grab something. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ خُطْوَتَيْنِ الْقَهْقَرَةَ. And he was afraid and he stepped back two steps. Umm Salama, his wife, watching him, watching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he finished, قَالَتْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ رَأَيْتُكَ. I saw you doing something you didn't do it before in the salah. And he said, what you saw? قال, I saw you step one step in the salah, and then suddenly out of fear, scare, you went two steps to the back. What happened? قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَنِي يَا أُمُّ سَلَمَةَ تَجِسِيمِ. He goes, yes. قَالَ رَأَيْتُ بَابًا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ قَدْ فُتِحْ. I saw a door in the paradise, in the Jannah, it's opened. ورأيت عنقودا من عنب. الله أكبر. And I saw, look at that, when the person, his heart attached and open, you can see the Jannah. And I saw the Jannah, one door from the Jannah open, and I saw a bunch of grape. And I want to take this grape to give it to you. But ورأيت بابا من النار قد فتح. And then I saw a gate, door from the hellfire opened. And I was afraid and I went back two steps. In the beginning, one step. And when he saw the fire, he went two steps. And that is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all his sin in the past and the future. غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. So there is no sin for the Prophet and he was afraid. What about me? The miskeen, the poor, the sinner. See, brothers and sisters? Don't think because you pray day and night, mashallah, there is still, you are in the safe side, you're not yet. Now, Umar, what do you think about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu? What do you think about him? He's one of the greatest of the Sahawa. He's the second Khalifa. Shaitan, he used to run away from Umar. Imagine. Shaitan, he used to run away. Some ayat revealed, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed some ayat because of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he used to say, if there is a caller on the day of judgment calling, لو نادى مناد يوم القيامة وقال كل الناس في الجنة إلا واحد. If there is a caller calling everybody in the paradise, in the Jannah, except one person in the hellfire, لَظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي ذَلِكَ الْوَاحِدِ. I will think that I am that person, that one. And that is Umar. That is Umar. كَلَّ سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. You know what honey is? If I tell you honey is sweet, honey. It's it. But you never saw the honey. That you know about the honey. But when I show you, this is the honey, brother. Huh? This is the honey. And then I open the jar and I make you taste the honey. Taste it. That is Ayn al-Yaqeen now. That is for sure. Definitely, that's honey. It's sweet. Those people in the Day of Judgment, they would see the hellfire. And guess what? They would be in the hellfire. Definitely. And it's not easy, you know, because you never know. You know, brothers, Jahannam, how many levels to the bottom? How many? Seven. Number one, by the way, call it Jahannam. Number one would call it what? Call it Jahannam. Do you know Jahannam, this belong, number one belong to whom? Huh? Who? No. Not Muslim. Disobedient Muslims.
Yeah, those called Muslims.
Disobedient. People disobey Allah. Do you know the person? Let's take for a Muslim, but delay the salah. You know the surah when Allah Azza wa Jal said, Surah Al-Ma'un. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Wail. What is Wail? Wail is a river in Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. Wail, river in Jahannam, consists of what? blood of women after birth. Blood. العصارة أهل جهنم. والعياذ بالله يا الله. عصارة is the fluid, the liquid of the people of جهنم. When you cook something, make barbecue. When you make barbecue, there is some liquid come from the meat, right? There is liquid. Huh? That liquid, والعياذ بالله, may Allah protect us from that. The people in جهنم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burn in جهنم, there is some liquid. That liquid go to the nahr called Nahr al-Wail, or the river of Wail, or the river of Waw in جهنم. Imagine blood and the liquid. Call it pus, صديد. Pus, P-U-S. And that is boiling. Can you imagine with me something boiling, blood and pus, and boiling together? For the person, delay the salah. Not miss the salah. Just delay. Just make dhuhr before asr. Not on after asr, on asr. No, no, no. Just a few minutes before asr. Asr before maghrib. Maghrib just before isha. Because of what? Because of the surah. Alhaakum al-takathur. Because materialistic life, worldly things, game, something like this make you busy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that person delaying the salah in that river. What a person does not pray at all? What a person not praying at all? What? So, jahannam wal'iyadu billah, brothers and sisters, will disobedience Muslims. Do you know what is in the top of sirat? Because this is sirat. Under sirat, there is jahannam. First level. And then Lada, then Hutama, then and all the way to Darak al-Asfal, to the seventh, it's called it Darak al-Asfal. May Allah protect us from that. But I'm not going to describe for you that Jahannam wal-Iyadu Billah. But in the top of Jahannam, something very scary. You know what we call it? Shanakil. Hooks. You know how the hook? Look. Hook like this. Taking the people, we are in the top of Sirat, not us. Some people in the top for disobedient Muslims. And according to the sin you do right now, delay the salah, interest. They are Muslims. A woman not in a complete hijab. She said, I don't have time for hijab because I work. That hooks, take the person, put the person in a hellfire, and one day equal 50,000 years. One day is what? Equal what? From our time, so is it 12 months? 12 times 50, how much? 12 times 50? 60. Huh? And 60, that means 50. 12 times 50, that means 6,000 years. In our years, in Jahannam, 50,000. Now, this is a big number. I cannot even calculate. May Allah protect us from that. It's not easy, my dear brothers and sisters, to work in this dunya to reach that place. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla in the end, the عين ثم لا تسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. Please give me your attention to this last ayah in Surah Al-Takathur. ثم لا تسألن. And then لا تسألن. Then Allah will ask you يومئذ in that day عن النعيم, about the bounties, the favors, the things you have right now. Allah will ask you. What does that mean? Allah will ask you, why came for Aisha? Why you are here? Why you just pray for Maghrib? You just pray Maghrib. But why you pray Maghrib? You know Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Ahzab. Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at this. وَلْيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صِدْقِهِمْ. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. وَلْيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Allah will ask the truthful, the believers, the Muslims. Why you are Muslims? Why you are a believer? Do you have an answer? Do you have an answer? We have to prepare ourselves. We have really to evaluate our work. We have to re-evaluate our life. You have to think, brothers and sisters, it's not easy. وَلْيَسْأَلَ الصَّادِقِينَ عَنْ صَدْقِهِمْ. Allah will ask the truthful why you are truthful. Why you give zakah? Why you give sadaqah? Why you are a Muslim? Think about it for a moment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ Allah will ask you about النَّعِيمِ. Allah will ask you, You know, let me give you hadith in al-Bukhari. The Sahaba radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, they were in travelers. Allah, and then they are travelers. And they felt so thirsty. They want to drink. You know, drink? Water. Look at this. Water. And they found water. And all the Sahaba, they start to drink. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. This is halal or haram? I just drink 3 sips of water. Halal or haram? Seriously, halal or haram? Halal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the Sahaba drinking. And Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's telling, looking at the Sahaba, قال والله لا تسألن عن ذلك. Allah will ask you about the water you just drink. Why? You drink it just for because you are thirsty, or you drink it because you want to live to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this is different. I can't drink water. Look, what is your son's name?
Amir.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about Amir. Why you hug him like this? Why you give him this clothes? Why you teach him? Allah will ask us about our kids. Imagine this, brothers and sisters. Allah will ask me about my wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me about my sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me about everything in my life I'm responsible to. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ. All of you shepherd. And everybody will be responsible. Allah will ask you about your wife, your daughter, your son, and your family, your mother, and your father. About Allah will ask you about me as a Muslim. If I am in need, or I want you, I need you for something, I need your help, Allah will ask you. But in the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you if you are able to do so or not. Allah knows best. My dear brothers, I will end because the time is running. I don't want to finish, but I see the time is running very fast. I want you to think about this surah. Small, tiny surah, but make you think a lot. You don't want this life to deceive us, to take us away from the true message. The message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. The true message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me in this earth for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ جَزَكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I create وَمَا خَلَقْتُ. I create jinn and mankind, human being, for one duty. What is the duty is? To worship me, he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you really worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said worship? Maybe yes. Maybe no. Who's the judge?
Allah.
You. No. Now you the judge. Allah will judge me there. Allah Azza wa Jal will judge me there in the hereafter, in the gathering land. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the mizan, the scale, put your deed, your a'mal in the scale, it's but re-evaluate. Now you the judge. Not Allah yet. You. Think about it for a moment. What you really have done for yourself, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a reminder. This tonight is just a reminder. And I'm saying that, my dear brothers and sisters, maybe some of you heard what I went through for the past few months with sickness. Really make me think what I did. What I have done in my life. I don't want you to be sick to think. But it's a reminder for everyone, brothers and sisters. You know, who is the most important body around you? After yourself, your family. After yourself, your mother, your father, your wife, your daughter, your son. Those people, the people, if you die, who inherit you? We have a first degree inheritance, and second degree inheritance, and third degree inheritance. The first people, if you die, may Allah give you a long life, your wife will take part of the inheritance. You are responsible. You are responsible for your wife 100%. You are responsible to teach her. To teach your wife what is right, what is wrong. But you know what? With the gentleness. You know who's Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda? Look at this story. I know the time, Sheikh, can you give me permission just to proceed a little bit? Because I feel this is really important to share it with you, inshallah. At-Tufail, one of the greatest of the Sahaba. But he was a poet writing poetries. الطفيل. And الطفيل رضي الله تعالى عنه, he went to المدينة. استغفر الله. He went to مكة. When he went to مكة, the people of Quraysh telling him about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, with his word, he can make سحر. He can make سحر والعياذ بالله. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. And he said about himself, حتى حشوت أذني كرسفة. I stuffed inside my ears cotton. Cotton. I don't want to hear him. حتى لا أسمع كلامه. He said that. حتى لا, I don't want to hear him what he's saying. And then my dear brothers and my dear sisters. And he said about himself, وشاء الله أن أذهب إلى الكعبة وأراه هناك. By the will of Allah, I went to الكعبة and I saw Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Over there. And he's telling himself, قلت يا طفيل واثق لأمك. أنت رجل عربي لبيب شاعر. You are an Arab person and smart and intelligent and you are a poet. You know the Arabic language. حلوها ومرها. You know the Arabic language very well. Let me go and listen to him. And he took the cotton out of his ears. He took the cotton out of his ears. And he went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا محمد إن قومك حدثوني عنك كذا وكذا. Oh Muhammad, your people, your family told me about you so and so and so and so. Tell me what do you have. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he know he is a Tufail and he know the Arabic language. He's smart. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recite one small surah. I am guarantee the kids and the adults memorize it. How many of you memorize قُلُّ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ? Raise your hand. You see the kids? Look at that. The kids raise their hands first. That's me, my dear brother and sister. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recite to Tufail only قُلُّ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And that's it. فأسلم مكان. He became a Muslim in the spot. قال يا رسول الله إني رجل مطاع في قومي. Oh messenger of Allah, I am a master for the tribe of Daws. The master, the leader. أمرني, give me the order. He just become a Muslim, he become a da'iyah. الله أكبر. And he went to his family. But listen up. Please give me your attention to this. He went to his house. Who's living in the house? His wife, his son, his daughter, his father and his mother. He told his wife, you're not my wife anymore. You're not my wife. He told his kids, you're not my kids. His father and mother, you're not my parents. What's wrong with you? They told him, what is wrong with you? قال, I am a Muslim, you're not. I am a Muslim and you're not a Muslim. Tell us about the Islam, ya akhi. Teach us. And he started to teach about Islam, they become Muslim, alhamdulillah. He went outside, and when you deal with the people with this rough, tough, they're not going to listen to you. But one man, he became a Muslim with him. You know who that person is? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Only Abu Huraira became a Muslim. And he got angry. And he went back to his people. He went back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went back to the Prophet with horse, not with a camel. Why he went with horse? Faster. He's in hurry. He's in hurry. He went with horse. He went to reach. And he said, يا رسول الله لقد غلبني على دوس الكفر والربا والزنا. Say, those people of Daws, they are not Muslims, they are kuffar, they make adultery and zina and usury. And he said, ادعو عليهم أن يدمرهم الله. Ask Allah to destroy them. Ask Allah to destroy them. Look at that. It's just like Musa عليه السلام, tough. And all boys here, mashallah, tough. Is that true? Dobro? Okay. Tough. No, I don't want. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look. The gentleness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his hand. وَدَعَى. And he made dua. قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ دَوْسَا وَأْتِ بِهِمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ دَوْسَا وَأْتِ بِهِمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ دَوْسَا وَأْتِ بِهِمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Oh Allah, give guidance, hidayah to the tribe of Daws. And bring them to me as a Muslims. Three times he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ya Tufail. Now look, listen to this advice. Ya Tufail. Tarafaq bi nafsik. He said, Tufail, take it easy with yourself first. Take it easy with what? Let me calm down. وعد إلى أهلك. And go back to your family. وترفق بهم. And be easy and gentle with them step by step. واهدهم إلى الإسلام. After you become gentle and nice with them, guide them, tell them about the Islam. He went back to his family. He went back what? To whom? To his family. And he becomes gentle with them and invite him to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them become Muslims. All of them become Muslims. Do you know the scientists now, they say how many of them? 30,000. From one man, 30,000 people. That's why, my dear brothers, this gentleness is very important. Gentleness is very important.
لا إله